Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Walker's Way by Claudette Carter is a compelling true story of love, courage, and humility. Walker Carter inspired others to rise to their best through sports and teachings of true love based on his faith in God. Walker's Way is a powerful book that demonstrates how each of us, as imperfect humans, can love each other regardless of race, religious beliefs, or status in life. Walker utilized this love and respect for others as a platform to become an outstanding athlete, servant of God, husband, father, brother, and friend. Claudia Coleman Carter served as executive director and creator of Spotlight Productions, a nonprofit award-winning cable television company. Claudette, along with Paulette Blake, her twin sister, wrote the renowned Nephilim's Children of the Fallen Angels, which was a source of inspiration for such movies as Fallen and City of Angels, as well as numerous other films. Their screenplay, Kenya's Girl, was the winner of the Reader's Digest Award for the Best Screenplay. Claudette is also a distinguished member of the International Society of Poets. She served as Angel Lady Writer on Hub Pages. Over 100,000 readers of her positive and spiritually uplifting articles. And Claudette Carter, author of Walker's Way, How Are You Walking in Your Life, joins us on This Week in America. Claudette, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Yes, Rick, thank you so much for inviting me on your program. I appreciate it so much.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here, and this is such an important story about a remarkable human being, and we're going to talk about it at length during the program today. I'll give you information on where the book's available and Claudette's website. But first of all, what's the story behind this book? Why was this story so important to you that you wanted to share this with others?
Well, the story was important to me because Walker Carter, who was my husband, I was married to him more than 31 years. I kept seeing, even when I met him in high school, and the book starts out from that as well, I could see there was something different about this young man who showed compassion and love and just a genuineness about loving people and showing compassion for people, regardless of whether they were female, male, black, white, Chinese. He didn't care. He really did not think about a person's race. He thought about the person. And that drew me to him and made me want to even watch his steps throughout his life. And then when he tragically died, the book was a source of relief for me as a journal, which eventually I turned into a book. But just watching individuals in our lives and in his life really inspired me to write this book.
What a legacy that he's left through your book, Carter's Walker's Way. This is the book's available at Claudette's website, booksbyclaudettecarter.com. From the publisher, mainspringbooks.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Link on, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. After the book was written, did you feel that you achieved your goal? When you went back and looked at this story, Walker's story, did you feel that you accomplished what you set out to do when you wrote this book?
Yes, I feel that I achieved exactly what I wanted to achieve, which was to display this person's life who had actually lived and tried to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ based on what the Bible's teachings are. And so whether he, when he encountered people, he would just show that same kind of compassion and love and concern. And of course, he loved athletics. He's a very athletic person. He could run track and could play football, basketball, or whatever. But he achieved so much within the sports realm. As you know, a national football championship twice at Wyden University and national championships even in full field and track. So it just showed me that he was a balanced person, that he could not only be your best teammate, rah, rah, rah for you for victory, but he could come out of that and still show you compassion and love and concern, just like Jesus did, because Jesus had fun. He enjoyed going to weddings. He enjoyed drinking wine,
yes,
with his disciples, So he lived a normal life. He ate with his disciples. He, you know, they got tired together and slept, you know, on the mountaintop and so forth. So Walker lived a similar life. He could just be balanced, you know, to enjoy his life and at the same time show compassion and love for others.
That balance is important. You talk about the athletic life, and he's a member of the Widener Hall of Fame, a very distinguished career in sports, athletics, track and field, football. You'll read about that in the book Walker's Way. He also, the other part of that life was the business, the professional life wasn't. He touched just as many people in his day-to-day work as he did with athletics.
Yes, as a trouble man at PECO, my neighbors really named the book because they saw how he would, because he would always have to come out and try to clean the driveway, for example, to get his trouble man truck out. And so whenever he did that, whenever that happened, he would clean their driveways as well. And so when he passed, they were definitely devastated. And that's why they called my name of my street Walker's Way. And so I thought it was a good idea for the book as well. Well, I feel like it is what I started out to do.
Well, it's a great title for the book. In the back cover of the book, you see the sign there, Walker's Way. The book is written by Claudette Carter. Books by ClaudetteCarter.com is her website. Information, of course, there. You can order the book. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. This is the first book, I believe, that you've written by yourself. I mentioned the ones that you've done with your sister. Will there be another one? And what was this experience like for you writing this book by yourself, basically from your memory? And your notes over the years?
Well, even with my notes over the years, you know, writing screenplays, you know, with my sister over the years, and you know, even the book Nephilim and Children of the Fallen Angels, which had such an inspiration with so many people, and, you know, was the inspiration for quite a few movies.
Yes.
But we felt we could do something or say something that would be remembered so that people could pattern their lives after, you know, my main focus is walking in the way that Jesus walked. So taking notes over the years, writing the different screenplays and books inspired me to be able to try to set some kind of good positive example for people in the world today, not to war against each other. Why can't we just sit down and talk things over? Why do we have to go out and create wars and disturb our homes and, you know, have older women in the street and older men and children dying on the street? And it's just sad. We need to draw that compassion today and set that example like Jesus said, because this is a sad time we're living in. So I just wanted to make sure I wrote something that could inspire others to be the best person you can be, to show that love and compassion for others so that we won't be warring against each other. We'll show love and peace rather than war and anger.
So well said. This is really the time for this book, isn't it? You read the book, you're inspired by Walker, what he did with his life, but then you're thinking, why couldn't I do that, what he did? And again, with his background, as you'll read in the book Walker's Way, this was not someone that had everything given to him, so this was easy. He struggled. He defied the odds all through his life and did it his way and did it successfully and touched so many people in the process. The book is Walker's Way, How Are You Walking in Your Life? The kind of reaction you're getting from people, maybe those who knew Walker, those who didn't, just read the book and are impressed by it, what kind of reaction are you getting? Any surprises with the reactions?
I am getting a tremendous response. People have called me crying when they started reading the book.
Amazing.
Because they said they put it down because it was just so emotional as well as encouraging as well as inspirational. So it really touched my heart and my daughter's heart because they saw how people drew to this book. It's just a little book. It's only about 100 and some pages. So it in turn has set an example that you don't have to write a 400 or 500 page novel, but to reach people. If you want to, in a few words, say something that can be encouraging to people, just like Jesus did, and he was taught by his Heavenly Father, Jehovah. So it helps me to see how I didn't have to write 400 or 500 pages, but people are drawn to this book and they've been inspired. The PICO Energy employees that he worked with, the corporate leaders that he worked with. And that's what I love about the book. It's an example for us, whether we're an athlete, whether we're a corporate leader, whether we're an employee at a company, whatever position we maintain in life, we want to be lovers of peace and God rather than all the chaos and death and sickness and war in the world.
Well, yes, and if you're a husband, a father, a neighbor, a cousin, anyone, somebody that runs into somebody at the mall, I mean, there are examples there from Walker's life that will impact all of us, and because of that will impact others as well. Is your book intended for a limited age bracket? And I ask that because publishers always want to target this for the demographic. As you're reading Walker's Way, this book's for everybody. There's something for all of us there, isn't there?
Yes, it is. It's for all ages, Rick, because when you're reading the book, it's from the person, Walker's childhood. And even when he gets married to me and we have children, he's teaching his children as the head of the household how to be a better father and how to be a better husband and how to help me even be a better wife. And so it's a learning process. Nothing is perfect in this book. We make a lot of mistakes because we're imperfect, but we try to set the example through looking at Jesus as our focus and how did he and what would he say in this situation or do in this situation. No, I'm not going to do it perfect, Rick, but I am going to try to do the best I can based on what I can do as a human being who shows love and compassion toward my brothers and sisters.
Claudette Carter is our guest on the program. Her website is booksbyclaudettecarter.com. This book, Walker's Way, How Were You Walking in Your Life, is available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. You can get information on the book and order it as well as at Claudette's website, booksbyclaudettecarter.com. What do you hope the impact of the book is on readers? And you're sensing it, you're getting it now as people are calling you and talking about the book. What do you hope the takeaway is with people who read the book Walker's Way?
Well, when people read the book Walker's Way, I want them to seriously put themselves in those characters. Think about, well, what am I doing in my life and how am I setting an example for others to help others see how we or I can be a better person, whether I'm a woman, whether I'm a man, whether I'm a child, you know, because there's things in this book, you know, about my daughters were 2 and 3 years old and how they had to, you know, learn the process and they've grown up to be fine young women. And that's what I'm thankful for. So it's a good book for fathers, for mothers, for sisters, for brothers, for regardless of what age you are, regardless of what race you are, it doesn't matter. It's just a good example of what we can do like Jesus did. Help the lepers, help the women, help the old, he fed the hungry. Just good examples of what we can do as people today in the world.
As you read the published copy of Walker's Way, getting input back from people, were there any thoughts you had, if I do this again, I would have done this a little bit differently? Any second thoughts, things maybe you should have maybe thought about later to put into the book? Any thoughts like that as you read the published book?
Well, if I had to rewrite it again, and that's the thing I would recommend to all people who have lost a loved one, you know, especially a husband or a wife, write about them, journal them, you know, talk about them. You don't necessarily have to grieve in silence. It's okay. That's all this book started out to be, was a journal about who he was and how he lived his life. That helped me get through his death because I love my husband. We were married 31 years. And without the journaling, I knew I wouldn't have been able to accomplish it. So if I was going to do anything different with this book, it would be I would have started it even earlier in his life while he was living, while we were still married together. that is the one thing I would have done differently. Wrote about us, you know, while he was here.
Yes.
And I could laugh and talk with him and, you know, sing with him and walk in the garden or whatever. Just try to enjoy your mates and be there for your children and show that love towards each other, because none of us know the last day we may be here. You know, we may die tomorrow or today or whatever. Enjoy your family. It's your family. Enjoy them.
It's another good lesson that comes from Claudette's book, Walker's Way. How are you walking in your life? A few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about the experience, what this has been like for you. Any difficulties in writing the book, or was this therapeutic in the total sense for you that you had this chance to keep his legacy alive with this book, Walker's Way?
Well, it was very therapeutic, and that's why I said enjoy living the life you're living with your mates and your daughters and your sons and, you know, just your family in general.
Yes.
Because it makes you see how important life is. And it's okay that, you know, sometimes we make mistakes and, you know, we're depressed or, you know, we're angry about something. But if we can take time to write it down and think about it and even pray about it, it helps us to get through it. It takes it off of our heart and gives it back to God so that we can move forward in our lives. And that's what, you know, I can see even writing the book. It helped. It was therapeutic because it gave me an opportunity to give it back to God, to put it in Jehovah God's help hands and not my hands, and then ask for his help in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. So that's the therapy I would suggest in anybody's life. Write it down. Journal it.
When you have family and friends read the book, they know about Walker's life, impressed and influenced, I'm sure, by Walker's way of life. And you touched on this before. What's it like when you hear from someone, a stranger, someone you didn't know before this, you wouldn't consider family or friend, and what their reactions have been when suddenly Walker comes to life in his actions, the way he lived his life, in the lives of these people? What's that like when total strangers, you get this sense that their lives may be better now because they know about Walker?
Well, it touches my heart dearly when I see corporate leaders, you know, the one, Mike, he's one of the guys that's mentioned in the book, and he is president of Pico Energy. So he is very close. He's been very close to my family and definitely to Walker before Walker died, because Walker worked at Pico. And it just helped me to see, regardless of whether you're a corporate leader or just friends of mine who we go out and hang out and have lunch, and then how they express this book touched them. You know, because even with the corporate, you know, Mike, he was saying how when he came to Wyden University, people were talking about this Walker Carter. He didn't know who Walker Carter was. So he got to know my husband. And then when he got to know him, he came to love him as a brother. And even with, you know, friends of mine who, when Walker died, it was devastating to thousands of people. You know, we had to have two separate memorial services because it was that many people showing up, showing their love and how much they missed him. So imagine if each of us tried to set an example like that in life, how you will not only live your life, but how you will be remembered by people. So people was in his life. They saw how he walked. So they know it's not a lie. They saw how he reacted to people. They saw how people reacted to him. It's just a matter of what are we going to do as individuals to have an impact on others, to help others get through these crazy times we're living in. What can I do? What can you do, Rick? What can any of us do to have a more positive impact on people and on our lives?
And I love the title. Well, yes, and you do such an excellent job of bringing Walker to life and all that he did, all the people that he touched. And then we start asking ourselves, what would I do in that situation? Would somebody say, I hope they remember me like that, where I reached out to other people? The book is Walker's Way, How Are You Walking in Your Life? I love the title. Claudette Carter, our guest on the program. take a minute or so here at the end. What are you working on now? I mentioned the work that you do with the inspirational website that you have with hundreds of thousands of people that are motivated by you. What are you working on now? Another book, possibly?
Well, I still write articles for Angel Lady Writer, which is on Hub Pages. And I also am working with a producer who is telling the story of Walker, you know, at the university, at Chester High School, at the, you know, local elementary and, you know, middle schools. He's telling the story of Walker and his uncle, who was put to death by electrocution on a false charge that he did not kill the woman. Someone else did, but they killed Walker's uncle. So now we're trying to get the story to film, because we can see how people are drawn to it. It's not just Walker's life, but it's also his uncle's situation, and now his uncle has been exonerated. So it's just a lot of story in there. And even if I hadn't written it, I would want to read this book, because it just shows you how an uncle and a nephew could be in the same situation, both electrocuted, the baby in different situations, where Walker was working his job and his uncle was put to death by, you know, a wrong, false accusation. But they both came out. Their stories are being told today to help people see you can get through these difficult situations.
Yes.
And look how you'll come out. It'll work. It'll work.
Well, a fascinating story about the uncle, Alexander Williams, exonerated after what, like 90 years, was the youngest electrocuted in Pennsylvania. That story is told in Claudette's book, Walker's Way. Hopefully a movie would be great. There is so much substance to the story that would make an excellent movie. Walker's Way, How Are You Walking in Your Life? The author is Claudette Carter. Her website is booksbyclaudettecarter.com, published by mainspringbooks.com. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places for the book. Claudette, congratulations on carrying on the legacy of Walker. You've done an excellent job with the book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it so much. You and your staff, thank you once again. And if anyone wants to learn additional information about the Bible, you can go to jw.org. There's plenty of information there based on the scriptures.
That's fantastic. And information on the book you'll find at Claudette's website, booksbyclaudettecarter.com.
Right, definitely. Just, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the regular bookstores. You can acquire the book.
Your life will be touched by reading this book, Walker's Way, How Are You Walking in Your Life? And, of course, information on this book available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.